avatalk.ir.
High Intermediate 3, Unit 6, page 46 and 47. Apple, Mac or PC. For many, home computers have become synonymous with Windows and Bill Gates, but there has always been a loyal band of Apple users whose devotion to the brand and its co-founder, the late Steve Jobs, is almost religious. Within minutes of his death on October 5, 2011, Twitter was overwhelmed with tributes from shocked fans. In the hours and days that followed, thousands of people made their way to Apple headquarters in California and to Apple stores right across the world to lay flowers and light candles. In a fitting tribute to this gadget guru, many held up an image of a burning candle on their iPhone or iPad. So how did a company named after a fruit create so many fans? Steve Jobs and Steven Wozniak dropped out of college and got jobs in Silicon Valley, where they founded the Apple Computer Company in 1976, the name based on Jobs' favorite fruit. They designed the Apple iComputer in Jobs' bedroom, having raised the capital by selling their most valued possessions, an old Volkswagen bus and a scientific calculator. The later model, the Apple Macintosh, introduced the public to point-and-click graphics. It was the first home computer to be truly user-friendly, or, as the first advertising campaign put it, the computer for the rest of us. When IBM released its first PC in 1981, Jobs realized that Apple would have to become a more grown-up company in order to compete effectively. He brought in John Sculley, the president of PepsiCo, to do the job, asking him, "Do you want to just sell sugared water for the rest of your life, or do you want to change the world?" Sculley and Jobs began to argue bitterly, however, and after a power struggle, Jobs was reluctantly forced to resign. By 1996, Apple was in trouble due to the dominance of Windows software and the increasing number of PC clones that could use it. Jobs was brought back to the ailing firm for an annual salary of $1, and the company gradually returned to profitability. Apple's computers cost more than most PCs and have a more limited range of software available for them, but their great appeal has been the attention to design, making Apple the cool computer company. The launch of the stunning multicolored iMac in 1997, followed by the sleek new iMac in 2002, marked the end of the computer as an ugly utilitarian machine and brought the home computer out of the study and into the lounge. Apple's fortunes were transformed again with the development of the iPod in 2003, the iPhone in 2007, the iPad in 2010, and the iCloud data storage service in 2011. These beautifully stylish products and the ease with which they are networked have changed the way the world reads, watches, listens, and communicates. Starbucks. Coffee, anyone? What about a skinny latte, or perhaps an iced caramel macchiato, or even a mocha cookie crumble frappuccino? These are just a few of the many specialty coffees for sale at Starbucks, the world's leading coffee roaster and retailer. Starbucks serves over 60 million customers a week in over 20,000 stores in over 60 countries around the world, and these figures continue to increase. So how did a company currently worth $13 billion get started? Starbucks Coffee, Tea, and Spice, as it was originally known, roasted its first coffee beans in 1971. This tiny coffee house in Seattle, named after a character in the novel Moby Dick, was the vision of three men, Baldwin, Siegel, and Bowker, who cared passionately about fine coffee and tea. Their determination to provide the best quality coffee helped their business to succeed, and a decade later, their fourth store in Seattle opened. Meanwhile, in New York, Howard Schultz, a businessman specializing in kitchen equipment, noticed that a small company in Seattle was ordering a large number of a special type of coffee maker. Out of curiosity, he made the cross-country trip to Seattle to find out more. As soon as he saw the Starbucks store, he knew that he wanted to be part of it. The three founder members weren't initially very interested, but a persistent Schultz was eventually hired to be head of Starbucks marketing in 1982. He modeled the Starbucks stores on Italian espresso bars and made them comfortable places to relax. Within the next 10 years, Schultz had already opened 150 new stores and had bought the company. In 2011, a new logo was launched, surprisingly, without the words Starbucks and coffee. Despite criticism from branding experts, this was a clever way of allowing the company to extend its product range. The following year saw the introduction of Refreshers, energy-boosting drinks made from real fruit juice, and green coffee extract. 17,000 stores in 58 countries. But global success comes at a price. Although Starbucks has a company policy of fair trade and employee welfare, it has been the recent target of anti-localization protests. Many people feel that big corporations, even responsible ones, are never a good thing, as small, independent companies can't compete and so go out of business. Added to this, fierce competition from other chains in the middle of a recession caused Starbucks to close 900 of its 17,000 stores worldwide, and its worries didn't end there. Starbucks UK came under close scrutiny over how much tax it pays to the government, resulting in some people boycotting the chain altogether. But despite these challenges, Starbucks remains one of the world's most recognized brands. Its blend of commercialism and comfy sofas is still proving a recipe for success.
Avatonki.ir